Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Happier Abroad podcast with Winston Wu. Today I'm going to be talking to a Filipina girl from the Philippines. She's a friend of Rock, one of our forum advisors, and in the forum she goes by the name Ava Page, which is what she wants to be called tonight, Ava Page. Now, I thought it'd be interesting to get a female perspective on things such as dating in the Philippines or answers to any questions that guys might have about going to the Philippines. So with that, I'd like to welcome my very special guest, Ava Page. Kumusta, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
So you live in the Philippines, right?
Yes. Oh, what? I've been here my whole life.
Okay. What part of the Philippines?
Actually, I was born and raised in Manila, like the center of Manila. But these days, I'm in, Pasig. It's north, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not in Pasig, yes.
So Pasig is a part of Manila then or something?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. So Manila is the capital of the Philippines, right? It's the biggest city, or?
Actually, it's not the biggest city, but it is the capital of the Philippines.
Okay, great. So what do you do? Are you a student? Do you work or have a business? Or?
Actually, my job, I have a full-time job. I'm an ESL instructor, English as second language. I teach Koreans and Chinese. I teach English to Koreans and Chinese, and at the same time, I'm taking up my last semester in college. Yeah, I'm majoring in linguistics, so yeah, that's what I'm doing with my life right now.
Oh, wow, you're pretty good with languages. I mean, you sound like a really smart girl, you know.
Hopefully, yeah. I would like to think so.
Yeah, I mean, our friend and advisor, Rock, he usually meets, you know, people of good quality and education like you, I guess. And
that's
been his pattern. So how did you meet Rock? On the internet or how?
That's a funny question to ask. But actually, we met online. Yeah, and it was on a dating site. And then we kind of talked for a few months. And after that, we met. And that's how we met.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I know. I just wanted to, you know, hear it from you. And I take it you're probably pretty tall, right? Or
I don't consider myself really tall, but when it comes to Filipino standards, I'm probably tall, but
Taller than average, at least, yeah.
Yeah, taller than average, but I wish I could be taller. Maybe 6 foot or something, 6 footer.
Yeah, because from what I know, Rock, you know, likes, you know, taller girls, and he thinks Filipinas are, the average Filipina is too short, so I probably guess that, you know, you're above average in height at least.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about dating foreigners? I mean, is your family open to it, or is it something that just comes naturally to you, or do you have to overcome any prejudice of any kind? Or?
Actually, I have a thing for Caucasian guys, for white guys, not because they're white guys or not because they're foreigners, but because I really, my type of guy is, you know, fair skin and tall. And as you know, most Filipino guys don't really fit that standard. And most, it's just a characteristic of most foreigners. So it's just coincidentally, you know, it doesn't really matter to me what your nationality is. I don't care if you're foreign or a Filipino, as long as you're tall and fair, that's actually what I'm looking for. Because for me, I'm not like, you know, other girls will say, oh, I like a guy who is kind and caring and all that. Well, I'd say that physical appearance, first of all, is very important to me. And, you know, you should look decent and respectable first before, you know, I actually notice you or something. Yeah. And in my family, when it comes to my family, actually, they don't... I don't know about my other family members, but especially my dad doesn't really like the idea of me dating foreigners. Yeah, he doesn't like it very much. It's, my family is different. I mean, we're not like, you know, the usual Filipino families. They're like, oh, you're dating a foreigner? When are you going to get married? Like that. No, they're not like that. They're like, okay. You know, they're not really comfortable. They're not very comfortable.
Hello? Are you there? Well, the call dropped for a while. I hope we'll get her back.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, the call dropped for a while. You were talking about your family?
Okay.
You said
yeah.
You said they're not very comfortable? Or?
Yeah, I said they're not very comfortable about it. I mean, they're not very comfortable about me meeting a foreigner, but... I mean, they don't really tell me what to do, you know. I mean, it's still my choice. They don't really mingle with my personal life, because you know I live away from them. I have my own life. Yeah, I basically live alone, so they don't really care much about that anymore.
Oh wow! So you're pretty independent right now, then.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that's the case.
Well, so, yeah, I have some, you know, like, general dating questions to ask you. I mean, do you think most Filipinas are open to dating foreign guys? And why would a Filipina date a foreign guy rather than a local Filipino?
Actually, here in the Philippines, there are many types of girls, like, different types of girls. This may be surprising for you guys, but there are actually some Filipinas who do not like the idea of dating foreigners. They think it's, you know, if they're judgmental, they might think it's like cheap or something, but there are other Filipinas who only want foreigners. Yeah, and there are Filipinas who are like, I don't care. I don't care about your nationality. Just like me, I don't really care about nationalities, but... Yeah, actually, I have friends, and then I ask them, oh, would you date a foreigner? And they're like, they're going to say, oh, I would love to, but I'd be scared because we would be speaking English all the time. Yeah, but that would be interesting. Yeah. Some Filipinos just find it interesting to date a foreigner because there's variety, you know, you have a different culture, and there's so much to learn in that kind of relationship.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I mean, there are some, you know, like, really conservative types or just ones that love their culture and don't want to date a foreigner. I've seen some of those, and some are in the middle, and some like foreigners. Is there kind of a negative stigma to dating a foreigner? Like, if you're seen with a foreigner, do other Filipinos look at it kind of, like, with negative attitude or, like... stigma?
When I was younger, when I've never dated a foreigner, actually, I thought like that. I mean, I thought about it that way. Whenever I see a Filipino with a foreigner, I think, oh, she's just after him for money, especially if the guy is older and the girl is so young and thin and, you know, so like, oh, she's just after the money. But, you know, when I grew more mature, I realized, well, maybe they love each other, stuff like that. Yeah, actually, during my first time, when it was my first time to date a foreigner, I was so embarrassed to go out with him in public because, you know, people would be looking at him, especially if he's a white guy, you know, he really stands out. So I'm embarrassed walking beside him, so I didn't really like it the first time, but I just got used to it over time. You just get used to that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So would you say more than half of Filipinos are open to dating foreigners, like more than 50%?
I think so. Some just don't care about nationalities. Mm-hmm. If you're a good person, or, you know, it's a plus if you're a handsome guy. It doesn't matter if you're a Filipino or a foreigner. They would date you, you know.
Yeah.
We're not really nationality conscious, really. Most. I mean, I'm saying most.
Yeah, not what's that word, homogenous or something. Mm-hmm. Like Japanese or Korean are. They're more homogenous, more picky about race or something.
We're not picky about race.
Yeah, it seems like Filipinos are more open-minded about that kind of thing, more relaxed and more... not as judgmental, you know.
Yeah, I would say so. Most. Yeah. I know some people who are judgmental about that. But most Filipinos are not, you know, not judgmental.
Yeah. So what about the stereotype? Like, you know, a lot of people think, you know, if a Filipina dates a foreigner, then she's doing it because she wants his money or something. I mean, is there a lot of truth in that? Or do they usually like foreigners because... they think that they're more rich or something? Or
actually, I would say that it is not based on the country. It is based on what kind of girl she is and what kind of values she has. I'm not speaking... I mean, I'm not... I'm going to say my opinion, not for the Filipinos, but as a woman, you know, even if she's not a Filipino. Actually, for us, we would think that, you know, if the foreigner is older, like old, like 50 or 60, and the girl's like a teenager, of course, obviously that's what would people think. Yeah, but if, let's say, for example, the guy is handsome and the girl is like so-so, they think, oh, she's very lucky. So it really depends. There's no generalization about that.
Yeah, and I've heard that some girls just like older men because they like the father figure type, you know, or maybe they never had a father, and so they're looking for a guy that compensates for that.
Well, honestly, I'm 20 years old, but I go for guys who are 30 to 39 years old. I don't want guys in their 20s, and I don't like guys in their 40s and above. I like older guys, but just because a girl likes older guys doesn't mean she will date, like, 50 to 60-year-old men. That's just... I don't think that's still acceptable.
Yeah, I've just heard of stories, I mean, where a girl will date a guy that's a lot older than her, like several decades, because she likes older, wiser father figure types, or because they're more mature or something, and I don't know, I mean, there's just...
That's not father figure, that's grandfather figure.
Yeah, well... Well, old enough to be her dad, I mean, kind of age.
Yeah, old enough to be her dad, but not her great-granddad. So that's a different story.
But do you think it's possible for her to really love him, or is she just doing it for money? Or?
Probably. That is one question that I cannot answer, like, factually, because I don't have any experience with that. I've never dated, like, 50, 60-year-old guys. So
and none of your friends have, too.
Yeah, and I don't know anyone who's dating a 50, 60-year-old foreigner, so I don't know.
Yeah, because I've read stories about that on the internet, and it seems like they're a happy couple that really loves each other.
Then congratulations.
Yeah. So, you know, suppose I meet a Filipina girl, and I just met her, and she seems interested in me. I mean, how would I know whether she really likes me or she wants to use me or what her intentions are? I mean, are there any signs or...
That is another question that is hard for me because I've never experienced leading a guy on. But I think you can tell if she really likes you. If you just give her a few months, right? And be chill, you know, don't be too sweet on her, don't be too sweet because she might abuse it, even if she, you know, so this is the most terrible mistake that guys do. Even if a girl likes them, if they're really too nice and too sweet and too, they spoil her too much, Even if she really likes the guy genuinely, she becomes, you know, she abuses the guy and she uses him. Just because a girl abuses you doesn't mean she doesn't like you anymore. Sometimes she really likes you and she really loves you and she's really into you, but, you know, there are some factors that makes her use you.
Yeah, like if she's poor and she needs the money, then she might, you know, need...
And the same goes with a girl who asks something from you, or if she accepts what you give her, it doesn't really mean that she's using you. Let's say, for example, me. I have an American boyfriend. I totally love him. I really love him very much. But sometimes, you know, he would just randomly, out of the blue, whenever he gets his paycheck, he would send me some money. And it's not that I'm using him. It's just that, of course, it makes me happy when he sends me money, but it doesn't mean that I don't love him and I'm just using him. So it really depends on, you know.
Well, are there any signs like...
One red flag that a girl is just using and she doesn't really love you and she's not into you is that if she's dating other guys, so that's a red flag. If you're the only one, then, of course, it's, you know, it's a sure sign that she likes you. She's into you, genuinely.
Yeah, but if she's dating other guys, she probably won't tell you, right?
You know, girls are not very... I mean, Filipina girls are not very good at hiding that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that, too. So how do you know if she does like you? I mean, is there a certain sign? Does she do something, like introduce you to her friends or family? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's a good sign. If she introduces you to her family and friends, and she gives you gifts sometimes. That's actually what I did to Rock before. I introduced him to my family and my friends. I gave him random gifts. I bought him coffee sometimes. You know, that's a sign that she's genuine.
Well, that's really sweet, yeah. Yeah, but if the girl is really poor, she might not be able to afford to do that.
Yeah, she might not be able to, but she can introduce you to her family. But,
I think...
A poor girl, I don't really know. I'm not really in touch with it, you know, that kind of experience or that kind of environment. So I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, in my experience, even if a girl is poor, you know, if she really likes you, she'll put some thought into it, you know, because it's the thought that counts. She'll at least pay for the jeepney or wipe the sweat from your...
Exactly.
She'll take a napkin or a handkerchief and wipe the sweat from your head or something.
Or maybe give you a massage, you know. Even
yeah.
If, you know, not the material things, yeah.
Yeah, or cook for you or just try to please you and make you happy and, you know.
Your house.
Yeah, I think fortunately, I mean, most girls are pretty easy to read, I think, unless they're very calculating or something.
Yeah, we're pretty easy to read. So actually, just trust your gut feeling. If you feel like she's really genuine, it means that she is. If you feel something's wrong, then probably something's really wrong.
Yeah. So, So, I mean, a lot of guys in my forum, you know, and expats that I know, they say that the only girls that want them are the poor ones, the really poor ones. Like, if I wanted to date someone like that's not too poor, like, kind of like more middle class, kind of like you, for example, I mean... How can a guy find a girl like that? I mean,
the difficult thing is actually girls who are genuine and girls who are like the trophy girl types are quite choosy. So it is very important to really look respectable and look upper class or something, not really upper class. I can say just respectable and a gentleman, you know, because girls, I mean, upper class girls, like, let's say middle class girls who have high standards, they don't go for longer looking foreigners, maybe, or really, really, really old ones. I'm talking about like 60 or 70, something like that. But if you're looking for a quality girl, it just depends on how you should act. and you should act decent. And, you know, if you're talking to several girls, you should never, ever let her know or show her, and never, ever talk about your ex or something like, oh, I've dated this girl from this place, and then I've dated this girl from this country, something like that. She'll think that you're just a monger and you're just after, you know, sex or something. So she'll not really take you seriously.
Yeah, but how do you find a quality girl that has education and a good background? I mean, where do you go? I mean, can you meet someone like that on the internet, or do you have to join some community groups or church or meetup group?
If you grew up in the Philippines, you can find those kind of girls if she's your classmate in university, if she's a friend of a friend, if she's if she's a family friend or something. That's just how the way it is.
But what if you're a foreigner? How do you meet them? I mean.
If you can just filter your searches online, you can find some too. When I was on a dating site, I don't have a dating site anymore. I closed down my dating sites. But when I was still on a dating site, I would look at profiles of girls and I'd be like, wow, if I was a man, I wouldn't find anyone. But if you just filter and really, really look and really talk to them and really analyze their, you know, the way they talk to you, well, you can probably find someone like 1 in 50, something like that.
Yeah, on a dating site though, I mean, it seems like most of the girls there are kind of like the poorest or the most desperate, or
not really poor, but you know, those who are just, you know, those kind of girls that you would find it hard to take seriously, maybe.
Yeah, just like lower, just like lower quality type, you know, like those are the types.
I wouldn't want to call them lower quality type because I'm a woman and they're from Venus, like me, so I don't want to call anyone low quality type. That's why, you know, when men on the forum talk about low quality girls and like monkey face, I'm like, what are these guys talking about? So it's really funny.
Yeah.
I'm not angry and not offended because I know I'm not one of them. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're not.
It's just interesting. Yeah, it's amusing that guys call girls.
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems like guys, have you noticed? It seems like they like to group things in categories, you know? They like to put things in groups.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand about men.
They do that. And what I notice is a lot of girls don't like that because they don't see things that way. But guys they like to, you know, try to use rationality and logic, and they put things in groups so that they're easier to identify and define. And, you know, like they'll have, you know, like low quality or medium quality or high quality, and then they'll have like a rating system, like they'll rate a girl from 1 to 10, you know, like she's a 5, she's a 6, she's a 7, you know. And I don't see how you can rate somebody with a number. It's kind of weird to me. Yeah, but a lot of guys do that. I mean, I don't...
Okay.
I mean, do you think you could rate a guy between 1 and 10 like that, or?
No, not really. I don't think so.
Because it's just too subjective, I mean, to put numbers on it, you know? It's just...
But, I just describe a guy like, he's hot, so I'm like, oh, he's hot, or he's not, that's it.
Yeah, either you're interested or you're not. I mean... You don't say, oh, he's a 5, he's a 6, or he's a 7, or...
No.
It's like guys like to quantify. Yeah, guys like to quantify things like that, you know. It's part of their logic or something, their organization skills or whatever. That's how they organize information, you know.
Are you not a man, too?
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, I don't do that as much because, I don't know, I don't, I think it's hard to quantify a human relationship with numbers like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, like a typical guy, you know, I mean, I think differently, you know, I'm more romantic. I watch a lot of chick flick movies too, you know, and...
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not, a typical Western guy. I'm kind of...
Yeah,
a little
right.
More more romantic, and I think Rock is like that too. He's I mean, he's not a typical guy, you know, that watches football or cars or you know, I don't know. Well, I mean, he sort of is. I mean, he's good at financial stuff, but he's not into, like, the type of things that Western males are, like football and beer and racing and, you know, and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's totally not like that.
Yeah, not typical American. It's more of the...
But sometimes typical is good.
Yeah, I don't like typical. Typical is kind of boring, you know, unless it's something important. You know, I like unique things, and rock does too.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I guess it would be kind of hard to find a girl from a good background on the dating site. I mean, you'd have to filter a lot, you know, you'd have to do a lot of filtering, but I guess Rock put in some work, and so he's met quality people like you, for example.
Actually, it goes the same for, I mean, the same goes for women. Like, for example, me, when the first time I went on a dating site, it was difficult to find quality guys, because some are like, some just look like perverts. You know, the first time you talk to them, they talk about your body parts or your bra size or your panty size. Actually, I replied to one. I said, "Why are you asking about my bra size? Are you gonna buy me some bra or something? Are you gonna ship it to my address?" So it's just funny. And some are really, really, really old, and some are divorced. I have nothing against divorced guys, but it's just not my thing. But yeah, and what else? There's just so many weird guys out there. It was also difficult at first, but of course I filtered my searches. I tried to talk to some guys, and I met I met many quality guys too, from different nationalities. So it's interesting.
Yeah, it takes more time.
Because, you know, you get to learn different cultures. I think I already met like 12 or 11 nationalities, so it's really interesting to meet people from different nationalities.
Oh, really? What do you think of like Chinese or Japanese guys or Korean?
I've never dated a Japanese guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seems like there's some Filipinas that like, you know, like Koreans and Japanese and Chinese types too.
Yeah, the cute ones, not the, you know, not the snob ones. Like, I think, you know, I live in this area where I live in is like 25% of the people who live in here are Koreans. It's like a Korean town, a mini Korea town. And of course, I work for a Korean company. My boss is Korean. I think that most Koreans, here or even in Korea too, they're kind of snobby, you know. Yeah, that's what I noticed.
Yeah, and they're kind of cliquish. They're not. I mean, they don't talk to...
Yeah, cliquish and snobby.
No, they're not very open, yeah, with strangers or something. Oh. Why are there so many Koreans in the Philippines?
Business, maybe, or I don't really know. Because, you know, actually, I dated a Korean guy once, and what I noticed about him is he's friendly. He's not snobby, of course, because, you know, if you're dating someone, you're not going to be snobby. But anyway, he was not snobby, but he told me that... he told me that he's just here for vacation, and I asked him why there's so many Koreans here, and he's like, "Oh, they're here to study English, mostly." Yeah, most Koreans here study English. Some have businesses, some have wives here, you know, and yeah.
Yeah, and some could be. I heard some might be escaping like communism too, or something. Or
escaping?
Yeah, escaping communism, or maybe they're fugitives from the government or something. I don't political fugitives.
I don't really know. When I was in high school, I had two Korean classmates. I mean, two guys and one girl back in high school. And they said, I asked them, because I was their only friend. You know, they're outcasts in our school. You know, they're very quiet and cliquish. So I was the one who talked to them, and they told me that they don't want to study in Korea because the educational system is too difficult, so they just study here in the Philippines.
Okay, yeah, because you see more Koreans there than you see Japanese or Chinese or Taiwanese. I mean, seems like there's a huge...
Chinese is quite popular too, but Japanese people... We have Japanese people here too, but I don't really... I don't have any communication with any Japanese.
Yeah, because there's like entire Korean communities in the Philippines, and there's even Korean mafias and gangs and.
I've never seen a mafia or gang here.
Yeah, they have some in Angeles City, like Korean gangs and mafia.
Really? That's interesting. I would like to know that.
Yeah, I lived in Angeles City for a while before, and yeah, there's a huge Korean street and town and people and community and even Korean churches too. And
oh yeah, there are many Korean churches here.
Yeah. So, anyways, getting back to dating Filipinas, like, where can a foreigner go to meet them in person other than the internet? Because a lot of girls don't even use the internet. I mean, they don't even use dating sites, you know, like, so could they join some church or community or meetup group or hobby or university, or would they have to get involved in something? Or?
I think you have better chances if you are an exchange student or you're a foreigner who studies in a university here and you're not an outcast or a weird person. So, and you're very friendly, so you can really, really get those kind of girls. And also, if you work here, if you work in a company here, there are many foreigners working in offices here, around here in my area. So, yeah, that's where you have a bigger chance of meeting those possible.
Well, what about like at a nightclub or a live band?
I would say that, but no, not really. You can get a quality one-night stand, but a quality girlfriend or a long-term relationship, no, it's not possible. I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible. It's possible, you know, like, you can never tell. Right? But it's not really, you know, you might just get frustrated. It's not that kind of place, really. But you can try. You can try, like, high-class bars. But you know, I during the weekends I go to those kinds of places. I go to the pub with my friends, and I see the girls and boys. They're like stuck up bitches or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. With thick makeup, and they barely talk to other people. But yeah, it's, you can try.
Yeah, or sometimes you can.
If you're not a weirdo or you're not a shy person, you can do that probably.
Yeah, or at the very least, you could meet like a quality girl that's, you know, maybe not middle class, maybe she's poor, but at least she has a good quality, you know, character or personality at least.
Yeah.
At the, you know,
if
provinces, nothing.
Yeah, if you live in the province and you just try to be sweet and sing and give them some flowers or something, be the romantic guy, you can find girls like that.
Yeah, they're probably not as, you know, not as picky or stuck up. I mean the poor ones that, you know, are from good families or have at least good character. What about like going to the mall or SM? I mean, can you meet girls there? If so, how? I mean,
well, if you go to a restaurant and then you just see an attractive girl, you can just approach her and ask her if she's available, or maybe she wants to hang out with you sometimes and get a number.
Oh, yeah. Are there girls sitting by themselves in restaurants, or?
You know, in our culture, we're not used to being alone, really. So, you know, find them with friends. But it's okay, just approach. They're not going to bite you, even if they're friends.
But what do you say? I mean, do you say, hi, what are you doing? Or what should you say? I mean, to start.
I would say that the girls that you will see in malls, even if they're with their friends, they're not snobbish. They're going to talk to you. If they're not interested in you, the worst thing you're going to get is no reply from the number they gave you, or they're going to give you a fake number. That's the worst case scenario, but they're not going to ignore you. I mean, even if sometimes, when I go out to some guys approach me too, and even if I don't like to talk to them, I still talk to them out of politeness. Yeah. Uh-huh. We talk to you guys out of politeness sometimes, but you're not going to get rejected or something.
Yeah, Filipinos are very nice about that. I mean, very polite about that. But what should you say if you see a girl in the mall and you like her? I mean, should you say, hey, what time is it? By the way, do you know where the store is or where the you know, ask an innocent question. That's what Rock told me to do, that to just ask an innocent question and then try to, you know, try to work it up from there or something. Or...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Ask an innocent question.
Yeah, or like, what's the time, or how do you get to the food court, or you know, and then after that you say, by the way, where are you from? And usually if a girl's interested, she'll say, where are you from? That's, you know, that's my experience. She'll ask you where you're from, and
she'll ask you too if she's really interested. If she keeps on giving short answers and not asking you anything, that's probably one sign that she's not interested and she's just being polite.
Yeah, or if she's looking away while she's talking, like she has to go, I have to go, like that.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a tip. If a girl is acting like that, just go away. You know? Because, you know, in her mind, she's thinking, when is this guy going to go away? I'm just so uncomfortable. I just feel so uncomfortable. When is he going to go away? So.
So a lot of it is just body language. You can just see in the body language.
Yes.
Yeah, so... What about, where else?
Hello?
What about, like, on the bus or a jeepney? I mean, is that a good place to meet girls, too, or...? Yeah, on the bus or a
jeep. That would be a nice place too. But the thing is, sometimes they're gonna have to get off the bus or the jeepney, so you won't have much of a conversation there. You know, most people are in a hurry, so it's hard to have a nice conversation if they're in a hurry and their mind is up their work, school, you know.
Yeah, unless the ride is longer. You know, if they do, you can at least say, hey, wait, what's your number? What's your number, at least, you know, like that.
Oh, you're going to come out as creepy. Don't do that.
You're going to come out as what?
Creepy.
Oh. Well, I've done that before. I mean, it seems like if you're a foreigner, they're more open to that. You know, they'll just hurry up and give you their number or something if they want to talk to you, that is. But.
Well, if you're hot.
No, I'm not hot, but.
If you think you're just average, you have to use your communication skills. You know.
Yeah. No. Well, I'm not. Well, no, I'm not hot, but a lot of the girls are friendly to me. I mean, they like me because. They think, you know, I'm very nice and sweet and, you know, like, I'm just not, you know, like, you know, I don't look very cold, you know, like some foreigners do. Like, you know, I don't look like a a-hole or a jerk, you know. They just like my vibe, you know. That's what they tell me. They like, and they like, they say they like my Chinese eyes. They say they like the slanted eyes that I have. And they like the vibe because my vibe is different than other guys. You know, so even though I'm not hot, they get a good feeling from me too, you know. That's what they say.
That's nice.
Is it true that they like slanted Chinese eyes? I mean, because in America, nobody likes that, but a lot of girls in the Philippines tell me that they like that.
Yeah, we kind of like that. Actually, in here, if you have, like, let's say you're half Chinese, or you have Chinese blood, or Korean, or Japanese, or Taiwanese, it's you're automatically attractive. Yeah,
that's what I've noticed. I mean, so that's a huge benefit. Like, if you're Chinese, or Japanese, or Korean, a lot of Filipinas will like you just because they like your slanted eyes, too, and,
Even though you're not very pretty, they think you're pretty if you have slanted eyes.
Yeah, so I don't even have to be hot, you know. A lot of girls will like me just because they like the eyes. It's kind of funny, but yeah, that's what it seems like, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, so, what if you're, you know, dating a girl that's poor and she needs money? I mean, should you give her some, or within reason, or I mean, what do you suggest?
Well, that depends. If you're exclusive and you've known each other for like half a year now, or if you think you really know her very well, and if you have a good feeling or intuition about her, and you think she's not bullshitting you, I think you can help her out a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's better if you teach her to be, you know what they say, if you give a man a fish, he's going to eat for a day, and if you teach him how to fish, he's going to eat for a lifetime.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of the poor girls, they don't want to find work because they say it doesn't pay enough. They say it's not worth it to work, so...
They don't want to work. If they don't want to work, don't give them money. Yeah, like, you can tell them, hey, work. You have to work.
No, because
they say the business or something.
Yeah, they say the jobs there, you know, are so long hours and so little pay that it's not really worth it. And, you know, some jobs only pay like 100 to 300 pesos, you know, and, well, most jobs are like that. And so, you know, if by the time they do the transportation and the food, I mean, they've already lost most of their salary, so it's not worth it for them. And I don't know, I can sort of sympathize with that, but it's like they act like they have no choice.
Well, I don't really know. It's not that they don't have any choice unless they're uneducated, they didn't study high school or something. But maybe if they're province girls and, you know, you know in yourself that you have the ability to actually live here in Manila, maybe you can take them here to Manila and then make them live with you, but they have to work. Will not provide for everything. They have mm-hmm. to work too. They have to contribute. Because, you know, I think that in a relationship, even if, you know, I'm a Filipina and he's a foreigner or something, in a relationship, I think that you have to contribute to each other financially too. Even if he has higher salary than you have to contribute a bit. That's what I think.
Yeah, a lot of girls I've dated just contribute nothing. They just say they have no money and can't contribute anything. I mean, a lot of guys...
Unless they're studying.
No, they're not even studying. I mean,
What do they do for their lives?
I guess they're just lazy or something, or you know, they just don't think it's worth it. I can sort of understand because, you know, like in Angeles City, a lot of jobs only pay like 150 pesos a day, even though the minimum wage is supposed to be 300. A lot of employers still only pay less, and I don't see how they can survive on that, and especially if they work 8 hours. And so if I was them, I probably wouldn't work either, I guess. I mean... Because it's kind of not worth it, and it's hard to find a job that pays anything. So I can sort of sympathize. Yeah, I don't know how it is in Manila, but maybe it's easier in Manila to find.
Depends on the person, really. But actually, maybe those kinds of girls are expecting you to make them as your housewife, you know?
Yeah, and also some girls don't like to work because they don't like to be in a position where there's pressure and where there's a boss scrutinizing them and criticizing them. Some girls are like that too. They don't like being judged on perform, you know, when they're at work, you know, or told what to do. They don't like that high pressure situation. There's that too.
Nobody likes that. Nobody really likes that, but you know, if you don't do anything, if you don't want a boss, maybe you can be your own boss. If you don't want to work, you're not gonna survive. Yeah.
Yeah, but to be your own boss, you have to
of your husband forever.
To be your own boss, you need money to start a business, right? I mean, you need capital.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, either way, there's not an easy solution for most people like that. I guess you're more lucky. I mean, you have skills, you have intelligence, you have education, and...
Yeah, on that part, maybe.
Yeah.
It just depends on the upbringing, you know? sometimes some girls are being brought up by their parents, like, oh, if when you grow up, you have to learn how to do household chores, you have to learn how to take care of your husband, you're going to be a housewife, stuff like that. It's just probably I wasn't raised like that. Yeah. I was raised like, oh, when you grow up, you have to study and you have to work and not depend on your husband, not depend on anybody. That's how I was raised. So, yeah, maybe they're just from a different background.
Yeah. Are your parents very educated too? And are you from a Catholic family? Or?
I'm from a Catholic family, but we're not very religious. And nowadays, I'm not a Catholic anymore. I was baptized a Protestant when I was 17.
Mm-hmm. And are your parents very educated and stuff? And that's why you are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're educated too. They're both college graduates.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's why. What about your brothers and sisters?
Oh, they're still young. I have two teenage brother and sister, and my two other brothers are very, still very small. They're still in grade school. I'm the eldest. Mm-hmm.
Do your sisters, I mean, do they think they might like foreigners someday too? Or
my sister? I don't know. I don't think it's her thing, because I actually introduced rock to my family, and my sister was like, why do you like foreigners? I was like, oh. And then I had a new boyfriend, and then I introduced her my new boyfriend, and she was like, oh, another foreigner. Okay.
Well, I have another interesting question. Do most Filipinos want to leave the country, or would they rather have their boyfriend stay with them in their country?
Actually, most Filipinos just want to leave the country because they don't have any high-paying jobs here. But as for me, I want to leave the country to go on a vacation for a few months. But I don't want to migrate, like, live in another country forever, or maybe change my citizenship or something. I like the idea of traveling just for traveling and for vacation, not for working or living.
Yeah, because it's hard to adjust to another country. I mean, especially like America or something. After what we've told you about it.
Yeah, actually, my boyfriend does not like U.S. very much, and he told me that, you know what, if we ever get married, I don't want us to live in America, and I'll be like, okay, that's fine. We can live in the Philippines or in Korea, because he works in Korea right now.
Mm-hmm. So most Filipino girls don't mind if their boyfriend stays in their country and just lives there?
I don't know most Filipinos like that, because some Filipinos say foreigners to go to another country. Yeah, but some don't really mind, just like me, I don't mind wherever we go. Yeah.
So it just depends on the person, but I would think that most... I would think that most Filipinas want to be closer to their families, so they would be happy to stay in the Philippines if they, had enough money to live.
Yes, of course. Or maybe if they would go to another country, they would like you to take their family.
Oh, yeah. That might be hard, I don't know, but... So where's a good place to live in the Philippines? I mean, what's the difference between Manila and Cebu? And what about, like, the beach? Can a foreigner go to Boracay and get property there or a condo there? Or?
I've never been to Boracay. Actually, I will go to Boracay this weekend to meet with my friend. Actually, I've never been there before, so I don't really know. But because all my life I just stayed here in Manila, so I don't know much about other places. But I think if you're the type of person who wants some, province life, you can probably go to Davao, because cost of living there is cheap.
Oh, in Davao? Okay.
Yeah, in Davao. And, if you're the kind of person who wants to have everything there, you like malls and stores and groceries, if you want convenience, it's best to live in Manila.
Yeah, or Cebu, right? Yeah, I'm not a big city person, so, you know, I'd rather live somewhere more quiet. And not every guy likes cities. Yeah, not every guy likes cities, too, so. So Davao is a pretty good place if you don't like the city, like maybe it's more quiet, too, and.
Provinces here where you can go, which is very quiet, but the only problem that you're going to have is, of course, your neighbor is like many kilometers away from you, so it's not very convenient unless you can farm, you can, you know, plant your own food, you can raise your own animals, and then you won't have any problem going to the groceries.
Yeah, or if you just stay in a, like a smaller city, not a big city, like a more like a smaller, middle-sized city.
Yeah, like Cebu or something. Cebu is pretty big. I'd say Baguio City. Yeah, it's also good.
Oh, Baguio. Yeah, that's nice. The only problem with Baguio is, and maybe Davao is, I heard that the girls there don't really like to date foreigners.
In Baguio?
Yeah, I mean, a number of people said that. That, I mean, Baguio is more like More like conservative, more cliquish. They're not looking for, there aren't really any girls looking for foreigners. They're kind of.
I've never tried dating girls there. Yeah, but people there are friendly. Actually, it was my, I went there like 2 months ago. It was my first time to go there, and I went there alone. And, you know, actually, I didn't feel lonely even if I was alone. I'm not used to traveling alone, but I just did it for the sake of doing it, and I didn't get lonely because, you know, everywhere I went, people would talk to me, and, oh, are you a Manila girl? They're going to ask, are you a Manila girl? Oh, yes, I'm from Manila. And they're going to be like, oh, I also went there before. I'm like, oh, really? You didn't see me? I'm like, okay, nice.
Oh, that's right. You're from Manila, so you have this Tagalog accent, right? It's
Yeah. It's plus if you're a foreigner, they're going to ask, oh, are you from America? Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah, I like that.
Really? Yeah,
I like that Tagalog accent. It sounds very sweet and romantic, but especially in the movies. You know, the Tagalog accent it sounds very soothing and very romantic and
yeah,
especially in a female voice. Yeah. So, can a foreigner like? What if he doesn't have any work? Can a foreigner come and get a job? If so, how? Is it easy or?
Actually, I don't really know if a foreigner can get a job here or something, unless maybe you can try to teach English here if you have a TESOL certificate or if you have experience. Maybe you can teach in an academy here or maybe you can do call center jobs here. But unless you really have corporate, you know, experience, I don't think it's really easy to find a job here if you're a foreigner on a tourist visa. You know.
What about all those foreigners you said live in your area that live for some that work there? How do they find those jobs?
They're just actually being sent here. Like, they applied for a job in their country, and then they were, like, dispatched. They were sent here by their company, you know. Because we have, like, Australian companies here, Dutch companies, American companies. So those companies are based in their homelands, and then they hire people from their homelands, and then they send them here. Yeah. Actually, most guys I've dated are working here because they're just sent here by their companies. Yeah.
Oh. I guess they're lucky then.
What?
I guess they're lucky, those guys that get sent there.
Yeah, I think they are. They're really huge houses here. Because, you know, if somebody provides for you here, like they're going to give you a house. That's their benefits here. They have really nice houses and cars provided by their companies here. So they're still lucky. Even though, you know, sometimes they're lonely, they don't want to go home. They're not like you guys who hate your homeland. They, you know, they miss their homeland.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
Yeah, maybe they're more of a corporate type of person.
What?
Maybe they're more of a like a corporate type. Like they like fitting into corporations. And, you know, people like me and Rock don't fit into corporations, so...
Yeah, I think so too.
So we're different than those people. They're probably more mainstream. Yeah, so let's see, what else can we ask? This is so interesting, I mean, to get your perspective, you know, to get a, you know, a female perspective on everything, you know.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Oh, I said, yeah, the voice is, I mean, this call is kind of cracking up a little bit. I said it's great to get a female perspective on things, you know.
Yeah.
Especially an intelligent female like you and stuff.
Yeah. That's probably an overstatement. I think I'm just average.
Yeah, intelligent, educated, and well, no, I think you're smarter than most of the girls I've met. I mean, there.
Believe it or not, there are many girls smarter than me, and there are many girls equal to me.
Hmm.
So yeah, in my school, you know, maybe in my work, there are a lot. They're a lot smarter and, you know, equal to me. So I don't really think of myself as an intelligent person.
Okay. Well, you probably go to places where there's smarter people. You know, when I was in the Philippines, you know, the places I hung out at, you know, there weren't that many smart people. There weren't even very many smart foreigners, too. I mean, you know, like if you go to like the bar or a nightclub or just go to a tourist area. I mean, those aren't the most intelligent places, you know.
Yeah. Probably it's just you know, it's just where you grow up. Because actually, when I went to college, during my first year in college, I had, of course, in university, there are many students from maybe other countries and other cities. And I had classmates from the provinces, like, so I had province girls in my classroom, and they're like, I think I found them really weird because they're just too shy. They won't talk, and they hardly speak any Tagalog. And when they do speak Tagalog, they have this accent, weird accent. So I think I was just not used to them. I did not really become friends with them. So maybe it's just them, their world, and my world. It's just a completely different world. And you guys are in a, maybe you're just exposed to a completely different world than my world. So
yeah, I'm sure, like, if you go to, like, a university, you would meet higher quality, more educated people, you know. Than if you went to a bar or something, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, what is it called? University Philippines, you know, or something. Or.
Yeah, University of the Philippines. Actually, I study in Polytechnic University of the Philippines. It's also a state university.
Okay. Are you still a student now, or?
What?
Are you still a student right now, or?
Yes, I'm actually taking up my last semester in college. I'm going to be graduating this December.
Oh, okay.
I study part-time, and I work full-time.
Oh, wow, you must be very busy then.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I caught you at a lucky time today then to do this interview.
Yeah. It's just that I was... very sleepy. I mean, yeah, I wasn't very sleepy. It's my nap time, actually. I work in the morning and from afternoon till evening. In the middle, it's either I go to school, but I don't have school today, so it's my rest time, I mean, my nap time, but I'm not sleepy, so I said, oh, hey, Wilson, let's do the podcast.
Yeah. So what dating sites do you think are the best to meet, you know, girls in the Philippines? What are the ones you'd recommend?
The only ones I've ever tried are Filipino Cupid and Dating Asia.
Mm-hmm. What about Cherry Blossoms? Is that good?
Well, I had an account there before, but it was just boring. There was no one in there, so I just deleted my account. And then I went to Filipino Cupid and then Dating Asia. And then that's where I found good guys up there. And then that's all. I mean, actually, I met my boyfriend in Filipino Cupid. So, yeah, when we became official, I just deleted my account there, and in Dating Asia, I just deleted them. So I don't really know what's happening there anymore.
Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't know Cherry Blossoms would be quiet. I thought it was the biggest site. I've never tried Filipino Cupid, though. That's probably pretty popular. And Date in Asia, I mean, it's Date in Asia is free and it's nice, but the thing is, you only see one picture, you know, one little picture, and you can't see very much except that. And the free sites have a lot of like scammers and ladyboys on there too. And yeah, if you were a guy looking for a girl, you would meet some, but...
Oh, yeah.
So, let's see, what else haven't we covered? So how do you know if you're being... Yeah, how do you know if you're being scammed, like, on the internet or in person, like...
If someone asks you for money, even though you haven't met them, that's totally a scam.
Uh-huh. Oh, so that's the one sure sign then.
Yeah, and also, if they ask to send so many of your pictures and they don't send their picture, or if they send you some picture and their picture is too good to be true, and then if you ask them to show up on cam, they won't. That's a scam.
Huh. Why would they ask for so many pictures and not send theirs?
I don't know. So just collectors.
Hmm.
To scam other people too. They collect your picture and maybe they use your picture to scam other people. That's how they do it.
Oh, you mean they would take a picture of a guy and scam another guy with it or another girl?
I don't really know where they use that. I've never tried scamming. So, yeah, but they do those kind of things, weird stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. By the way, how long can a guy stay in the Philippines, a foreign guy? I mean, what if he wants to stay a long time? I mean, does he need a certain visa to stay a long time, or?
It really depends on you. If you want to stay a long time, then you can stay a long time. I think it would be better if you get like a permanent residency or something. Like maybe get some properties and then use it to get a permanent residency if you want to live here for a really long time. Or maybe you can just, the other options are you can just renew your visa. That's it. Like 6 months, 6 months, 6 months.
Oh, you mean renew like a tourist visa then, right?
Yeah, tourist visa. But I gotta warn you though, some are just, I mean, in some immigration offices, they don't accept, you know, you have the option to have 6 months. Actually, you can save a lot of money if you apply for 6 months. There's a lot of money to save instead of just doing 3 months, 3 months. But sometimes they want you to pay 3 months and 3 months and 3 months so that they can get more money. That actually happened to my boyfriend. And I was telling him, well, you can get 6 months. If you want to save for 6 months, you can get 6 months trade. But he couldn't because they wouldn't allow it. Because, you know, they get more money for 3 months.
Oh, huh. I didn't know you could do 6 months now. That must have changed or something.
Hey, you can actually do 6 months.
How much does it cost to extend a visa for 6 months? Do you know? Or?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's 6 months or 4 months. Yeah, maybe you can ask the other happier brothers about it.
Yeah, I just know that when you arrive, you get a visa for like 3 weeks or 1 month or something like that. Or
really, 3 weeks is very short, but yeah, there's an option like that.
Yeah, was it 3 weeks or 1 month or I don't know, something like that, and then you extend it after that.
Yeah, if you, just a tip, if you really want to stay here, like you have to know the amount of time, and it's better to just get a visa for a longer time than get a visa for a shorter time. Then if you want to extend, you're going to extend again, and then you're going to extend again, and then you're going to extend again. So you're going to spend more if you do that kind of thing. So it's better to just get a one one time be for a long time.
Like 6 months, you mean?
That's what I was talking about a while ago. Yeah, I don't know where I got 6 months from, but just, yeah, just ask the others. But yeah, this is my tip.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't under the impression that you could only extend for 3 months or something.
3 months, yeah, I don't know. I don't really research about that.
Yeah, because you don't have to, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have to. I'm a Filipino, so, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the call keeps, you know, fading in and out and stuff.
I coughed.
Yeah, no, I mean the Skype, you know, it keeps fading in and out. It's a little bit. It's hard to hear sometimes. But I'm sure the recording will be fine. Yeah, so... yeah, so... how do you get a permanent visa in the Philippines? Wouldn't you have to get married or have a business there?
Permanent residency?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good question because we just studied that yesterday in political science. I have a subject like that, and we talked about that kind of thing. My professor said that for a foreigner to be able to get a permanent visa, he should get some. There's a prescribed amount of prescribed property, like amount of property that you should buy here. And you should also pay some taxes or payments or something. And then another option is that you should marry a Filipina, maybe. Yeah, you should marry a Filipina, and then your assets should be a joint asset. Yeah.
How many assets? How much assets do you have to have, though, to qualify?
I really forgot the amount, but yes, it's probably 15. I don't know. Maybe you should just check it out on Google. Yeah, Google it. Easy to Google. But anyway, yeah, you've got to have a certain amount of property in here. Of course, not land. You can never own land here. Yeah, maybe a condo or something.
Oh, you have to have property? Well, what about just cash? Is that enough? Or
cash?
Yeah.
Or maybe you can pay the immigration office some huge cash. But you have a property because, you know, you can profit from your property. Mm-hmm. Well, if you just pay them cash, you can never profit from that. So it's wiser to get a property. Maybe.
Oh, so you can have property or marriage, one or the other. You don't need both, right?
Yeah.
To get a permanent visa.
You can have both if you want to.
So a foreigner can't buy a house there? I mean, can they buy a condo or?
Yeah, just a condo, not a house and lot. But you can rent a house here. I mean, you can rent a house here, but not buy it. You're not allowed to own a land here.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have a wife, you know, you have a local wife, and you put it in her name, which is not very safe.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Your marriage, it's not wife.
Yeah, you'd have to trust her very much to do that.
Yeah, you have to trust her very much to marry her and to put it with her.
Of course. I mean, that's if you're smart, that is. So
yeah.
do most foreigners just rent an apartment or a condo there, or how do they live?
Yes. Yes, they just rent a condo or they just buy a condo. And then just like what Rock is doing, he's renting it out. And if he's here, he lives in here and there, or maybe it's good to buy another one and rent the other one so you have, you know, a stable amount of income. Or maybe you can have an online business, or maybe you can have a business. There are many options. It's just the only problem is how you should do it or what you need to be able to do it.
Yeah, starting a business is kind of risky. I mean, what kind of business do you recommend that someone start? I mean,
I'm sorry?
If someone wants to start a business in the Philippines, what do you recommend they start? I mean, what kind of business?
Real estate.
Oh, real estate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be the...
loans or something? Yeah, maybe loans?
Oh, loans?
But loans is quite dangerous. If you're going to do loans, start with small amounts of money. And then you can only give huge amounts of money if you trust the person you're dealing with already. That's a good business deal. Actually, I'm going to do that soon, but yeah.
Oh, isn't that kind of risky, though?
Yeah, that's risky. That's why, you know, maybe you can just start with 10,000 pesos. And then 10,000 pesos this month, 10,000 pesos next month. And then if you know you can trust the person,
why not just
maybe you can give 100,000.
Why not just, what about just opening a store or something, or a food stand or something? I mean, is that a good business, or?
Yeah, you can do that too.
Yeah. It's probably not as profitable, right, to do that, or?
Actually, believe it or not, food business is very profitable here in the Philippines.
Yeah. Is it risky to start a business there? I mean, won't someone try to scam you, or?
Yeah. Any business in any country is risky, so business in general is risky, so yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to have like some, you know, good friends that are connected well to protect you or something, or to help you. How do those Chinese people start businesses in the Philippines and do so well? I mean, what do they do to succeed so well?
I don't know how they do that. I have people in my family, but they don't have a business. And I'm also not a business minded. I'm not a very business.
Yeah, it seems like most of the business owners, like the people that own SM Mall, are like Chinese Filipinos. You know, like a blend of Chinese and Filipino. So it's like they have a Chinese Filipino has local connections. Plus, you know, they're Chinese, so they're very business oriented, and you know they're.
So business savvy. What they do is they live on very little. Like if you have a business, they're not very extravagant, because I noticed that whenever I go out, I see some Chinese people. They look very simple. You know, their clothes are cheap. They don't live on very much. So maybe they save a lot of money.
Well, yeah, a lot of Chinese are frugal that way.
Yeah.
Huh. So is there anything we haven't covered yet, or?
I just answered your question. How about you?
Yeah, I think I've...
Is there anything you'd like to ask or something?
Yeah, maybe you could tell us what does Ava Page mean? I mean, it's from a story, or? Whoops, it looks like we've lost her again. Hold on, it's trying to get the call back. Hold on. Yeah, I guess we dropped the call again or something.
Yeah. But yeah, I was asking a while ago, like, is there anything else you'd like to ask, or anything that you're still curious about?
Oh, yeah, then I said, maybe you could tell us what Ava Page means.
What?
Maybe you could tell us what Ava Page means. Like, where is it from?
Funny, people keep asking about that. Actually, Ava Page is, do you know this series? You probably don't know this. This is a young adult fiction. It's a novel series. It's called The Maze Runner. And there's an antagonist there. She's the chancellor of like the dystopian community. Her name is Ava Page. I just found that name fascinating, so I used it. Ava Page.
Oh, it's from a story, right, or something?
Yes, it's from a novel.
Okay, yeah, it sounds very, I mean, it has a nice ring to it, you know. I mean, the two words, Ava and Page, it has a nice ring to it, you know, it's, and it sounds, you know, feminine, too, and...
Yes.
Yeah, it's, and it's easy to remember, too, you know. Yeah, well, anyways, yeah, this has been very interesting and informative to you know, get a female perspective on everything. And do you have any more advice to like guys who want to go to the Philippines or date Filipinas or?
I already mentioned all those things that, you know, I wanted to say a while ago. So how about you? Do you have any specific questions?
Well, do you think it's better to just come and just date girls in person or try to meet some girls on the internet first or just do both or?
Well, it's still the best. It's still the best to meet someone in person. But, you know, one reason why most guys are getting frustrated is because they go to a certain country or they visit a country today. They do some tour dates, or we call this day tour or sex tour or something like that. That's what they do.
Oh, the sex tourism, you mean, yeah.
Yeah, their main reason for traveling is for women. It's you're not going to enjoy it, and you're not going to enjoy your experience if you do it like that. I mean, you should, if you're going to travel to a country or a place, you should do it to enjoy yourself, to actually learn the culture, you know, to experience the culture, to see the beautiful places, not to see the beautiful girls, you know, because you'll just get frustrated if you do that, you know. What if there are no beautiful girls? A lot of the girls that you met online are just, you know, scammers or fake girls. You're going to get frustrated. So at least if everything goes wrong with those women, you're still going to enjoy it because you're interested in the culture and the beautiful place. I think it's best to travel with that kind of purpose, with the right purpose, I think.
Yeah, like, you mean like focus on the culture and or do something interesting.
Not really focus, but, you know, your goal. I mean, not. I'm not talking about focusing on something. I'm talking about your goal. Your interest. I mean, you should be interested in doing this and that. Your goal is to do this and that. Not just focus. That's what I would say.
Yeah, that's pretty good advice. I mean, I've heard that too, that you shouldn't just come with one purpose, you know, especially if it's to just, you know, meet girls or something.
It's like if you're too lonely in U.S., go to another country not to get dates, but to actually experience, be happy in another country.
Yeah, and if you do that, you know, the dates will come eventually, you know, they'll come naturally.
More. Yeah, of course.
And because, you know, I mean, in the Philippines, there's so many, like, single, nice girls that, you know, it's almost impossible not to meet them, so it's a lot easier than the U.S., of course. Everybody knows that. But there's so many single... Yeah, I mean, we all know that. But, I mean, there's just so many single girls that you're guaranteed to meet some, at least, even if you're not trying to. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, especially compared to America, because in America, I guess you've never been here, but it's like every girl, you know, by the time you're in college, every girl says she has a boyfriend and is not available or she's not looking. So, yeah, a lot of guys have experienced that. You know, it's like after high school, every girl is either taken or they're not looking, or they just want to work or go to school and not look for a guy. And it's like nobody's available, it seems. And
really? I actually have a male second cousin, and he's in the U.S. right now. And he told me that it's easier to get dates in the U.S. than in the Philippines.
Oh, really? Who said that?
He's Filipino.
Oh, a Filipino guy? Does he date, like American white girls or
yeah, or Filipino? White girls. White girls, black girls. Sometimes Mexicans, sometimes Asians.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, does he have a special occupation or is he above average looking, or
I was just saying universities. He's above average looking. I mean, yeah, and he's in university.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a huge factor because he's in a university and he's lived there all his life.
Yeah. Well, I went to university too, and you know, every girl was the same. They all had a boyfriend, or they just wanted to study and not be bothered. And it depends on where you go, actually. So, you know, and it depends
you
on.
Well, I have to tell you something, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and I think all your water guys should know this, that if a girl really likes you, it doesn't matter if she has a boyfriend or she's busy studying or she just wants to be alone. If you're her type, she's going to talk to you.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. I mean, not many girls in the Philippines tell me that they have a boyfriend, you know. It's like most girls I've met, you know, say that they're available, you know, whereas in America, almost 100% say they're not available. So it's a very big difference, you know, at least my experience, you know. And, you know, everybody's going to have a different luck and a different karma and a different experience. But yeah, Philippines is one of the best places to find a nice, you know, girl that treats you good. That's been the experience of most men that I know that have, you know, been there and stuff. So that's why it's really popular, you know. And plus, Philippines is like the only place in Asia where people speak English. So there's not that language barrier that you would have in other parts of Asia, you know.
And you have Singapore too, and Hong Kong, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right. They speak English there too, but, you know, but I don't think those are popular places for guys because it's more like business-like. It's more like, I mean, the women there are like going to have very high standards, like the women in New York City do, you know. So it's not going to be easy to find like a single girl to date there as much you know, as easy as.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't experienced dating a girl there, so.
Yeah. Plus, people are very busy there. You know, it's a very, you know, very workaholic economy. You know, because those are Chinese countries, and Chinese countries are all about working and business and they don't talk to strangers very much unless they're introduced, so it's not as easy to meet people either. They're kind of more homogenous and more, yeah, cliquish and too. And so, I mean, the Philippines is popular, you know, for those reasons, and, you know, I would say. I don't know if you know that. You could probably guess that too and stuff.
Yeah, of course I know that.
Okay,
<You're>
well, yeah, yeah. You're lucky. I mean, the Philippines is one of the friendliest countries I've ever been to. I mean, for sure. Yeah, I mean.
Many people say so too.
Yeah, the other friendly country I've been to, I would say, is, you know, like Russia, Ukraine, Eastern Europe, but. But the Philippines is just more relaxed, too.
Yeah.
And not as judgmental. You know, people don't judge you as harshly as they do in, like, the Western world or something.
Yeah.
You know, or even, you know, compared to Chinese. I mean, even Chinese are more judgmental than, you know, Philippines.
Yeah, you've got to have money.
Yeah. Okay, well, do you have any more advice or tips or?
I guess that would be it.
Okay.
Thank you for talking.
Okay, great. Well, I guess we can wrap it up here since we've covered a lot of different areas. Well, thanks, Ava. Thanks, Ava Page, for giving us your time to share your view and your advice and your suggestions and your point of view, whatever, you know.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, and come to the forum sometime and post if you'd like. You're always welcome there.
Okay, sure.
Okay, great. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and it's good to have a female perspective like we did this time, and may all your happier abroad dreams come true. See you next time. Bye-bye.